Today's shiur is Masech Tebeya, Daf Yud Gimel, and we'll begin on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. 2 words of introduction. We had learned in the previous shiur that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel discussed if one on Yontif could send Terumah to a Kohen. And the question really depended, as we learned in the Mishnah and the Gemara, if there's ever a heter, if there's ever permissibility to be mafrish truma on Yontif. And as we learned yesterday in the Mishnah, as we understood it, there's never a situation where truma could be separated on Yontif. And based on that, the Gemara now will ask, is that indeed the case? When is there a chiv to take truma from produce? The chiv to take truma from produce is that it has to be completely processed. That means it has to be processed to the degree of what's known as miruach, that you have the pile of produce, of wheat, so to speak, and you smooth out the top, and it's brought into the house. At that point, it's mechuyev, it's tevel, medaraisa, and you're not allowed to eat it until trumas and maestras are removed. Chazal, however, said that an achilas arai, a snack, may be eaten before it's completely processed. And chilas kva, even though it hasn't been completely processed, is osur. Says the Gemara, Ushpezichne de Rav Bar Avchana, the innkeeper of Rav Bar Avchana, Havalei Usraisa de Chardala. He had mustard grows in pods, the mustard seed, and he had such mustard seeds. Oma maul mefruche umechel menai biyantav. May one open up these pods and eat it on Yontif. So the Mefarshim point out, first of all, here we see, and we'll discuss this more, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow, that under certain circumstances, grinding is mutter on Yontif. Because even once one receives the mustard seed, you don't eat mustard seeds, you grind them. So till you'll have the mustard seed, it has to be ground. And it's ground on Yontif, because before Yontif, if you'll grind it, it'll lose its sharpness. Here the issue was opening up the pods. On Shabbos, opening the pods is a melacha d'oraisa of dosh. Mefarik, opening such a pod, separating it, is called dosh. This is probably a told of dosh, but it's issa d'oraisa. Here the question was, is there any way that it could be opened on Yontif? Ma lefruche, may there be cracked open mechel minai b'yontif to eat from these mustard seeds on Yontif? Lehav b'yada, he didn't know the answer. Osl kameh de Rava, so he went to Rava. One could rub with his finger kernels of wheat to remove the kernels of wheat. And also open up in a non-regular way with a shinui these pods. And like the Rishonim explained, since it's not a malacha d'oraisa, it's being done kalachiyad, not in a normal fashion, and it's l'tzarech simchas yontif, that's why we make them. Eisvei Abaya asks Abaya, says in a braisa, Hamoilu melilas merv Shabbos, if somebody opens up with his fingers these kernels, these ears of wheat from Erev Shabbos, so now it's still mixed together with the chaff around it, l'mochem nafeach miyad liyad v'ochel, separating the chaff from the kernels is melachas boirer, and we know that melachas boirer is also on Shabbos. So how could you separate it on Shabbos? What you could do is, you could blow it to separate it. No utensil. Kanan is a funnel. Tamchui is a large plate that you could take and, so to speak, shake off the unwanted part and remain with the wanted part, may be used on Shabbos. Hamoyle melilas erev yontif. On the other hand, if somebody opens up these kernels erev yontif, since it's Yontif, l'machem nafeich liyad al yad, again, tomorrow, he could take these kernels, v'oichel, and eat them, afil b'kanav, afil b'tamchui, he could use a funnel, or this large plate, avaloi b'tavli, can't use a board, v'loi b'nafach, v'loi b'kavah, these are different types of sieves. So ask the Gemara, me'erev Yontif in, what does it say here? That only erev Yontif, you could do this moilul and belilis, b'yontif loi, not on Yontif, yet we just said the erev Yontif, on Yontif also it's permissible. Answers the Gemara, Afil Tebe Yontif. You're allowed to do Moilil and Melilas even on Yontif. However, for either Tanimir Eishmi Erev Shabbos, since we said at the beginning, Erev Shabbos, because a Meilil Melilos is only Mutter Erev Shabbos, not Shabbos. That's why Tana Sefer Nami Merev Yontif. That's why in the Sefer we also speak about Erev Yontif, but actually Meilil Melilos is permitted on Yontif. The Tosfos Rid asks, we see an interesting difference in Shabbos between Meilil Melilos and Menafeach. Meilil Melilos, we said, is not permitted on Shabbos. Menafeach is Mutter on Shabbos. Why are we more makel by Boyer than we are by Dosh? So he says a very nice answer. He says, when the kernels are still in the ear, and they're totally unavailable to us, to open up those ears and make those kernels, that food available to us, is a very strong melacha, and therefore Chazal never will makel. By Menapeach, what is the situation? We already have the kernels. They're just mixed together with the unwanted part. Since they're more accessible, and we already have them, that's why Chazal were more makel on the Boyer than they were on the Moilun part. But as the Gemara, now we see, in Cain, Metzinu Trumash Zakai B'Ramasai. The Gemara is teaching us, as the Gemara, that there is a way that we can only get access to the wheat on Yontif, which is the way that if we did Moilun Melilos. So now let's review something we discussed in the previous year. In the previous year we said that if one makes a dough on Yontif, he's allowed to take challah. But if one has produce, he's not allowed to take truma. Why? So he said, because the dough you only made on Yontif. You can't take challah from a dough that you didn't have. However, the produce, you had it erev Yontif, so that's why Chazal said don't take truma on Yontif. But if we're learning now that there's a situation that the only time we get access to this wheat is on Yontif, so we should treat the wheat like we treat the dough. And just like the dough we're allowed to take the challah from Yontif, these kernels, this wheat, it should be mutter to only take on Yontif. So ask the Gemara, yesterday in the Mishnah there was a blanket statement made that there's never a heter to take truma on Yontif. Why not? This situation should be a case where we're allowed to take truma on Yontif, where we didn't have, because we couldn't take it before Yontif, there was nothing here. And like the Mefarshim explained, two very nice points. This question, asked the Mefarshim, could have been asked immediately in the Gemara. When we started the Shia today, and we learned Moilul and Melilus B'Yontif, so the Gemara should have right away asked, if Moilul and Melilus B'Yontif, so we only got the wheat on Yontif, so we could take the Truma on Yontif. Why did the Gemara have to bring in this whole Braisa with the question? So the answer, if I would have just had the Gemara Moilul and Melilus B'Yontif, I would say that you only have a little wheat available. From a little wheat, you don't take truma. But once we learned that menafeich miyad al yad, so you already have a decent amount of wheat. If you already have a decent amount of wheat, you're taking truma samaisris, and you should be allowed to take it on Yontif, just like you're allowed to take challah on Yontif. So what our Mishnah make a blanket statement that you're not allowed to? Because the point of the Gemara, as Mefarshim explained, is now we have a situation which is a legitimate situation that could come up where the truma will be have to be taken on Yontif, not before. Because they ask, going back to what we learned at the beginning of this year, there could be another situation. Let's say we did Miruach Erev Yontif, but we only brought it into the house on Yontif. So it's also not Mechuyev and Truma till Yontif. So they say that's not the usual case. So the Gemara didn't focus on it. But here we have a very regular case where we did Moil and Melilus B'Yontif. So it only became accessible to us on Yontif. So it should be allowed to take Truma on Yontif. Why does the Mishnah make a blanket statement that we're not allowed to? Answers the Gemara like Kasha. Ha Rebbe Yosef Yehuda. This reflects a machlokes of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi. The Tanya, hichnas shibolim lasas mem iso, if somebody brings in stalks of grain to make a dough out of them, oichem em eroi, so like we said earlier, since he hasn't completed the process, so it's not mechuyev in truma, and if you only eat it as a snack, part of you don't have to take off truma samaisis. However, lemoilim b'melilis, if you take it in that you want to crush them, so that represents the end of the processing, and Rebbe says you mechuyev to take off truma samaisis. However, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda poiter. So according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, if you took it in for the purpose of moilim b'melilis, it will not be mechuyev to take off truma. So that's how we're going to explain our Mishnah. Though the Mishnah said that you don't take truma, and we thought, what about the case of moilim b'melilis? Case of moilim b'melilis, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda also holds you're not mechuyev to take off truma. asked the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Nami Mishkach Slo. I'll give you in a situation that even Rabbi Yosef Yehuda will agree that you're allowed to take off Truma and Maisris on Yontif. What's the case? Kigon Shehichna Shibom Lasman Isa. Somebody originally brought in these stalks to make them into a dough, to process them in the regular fashion. V'nimlechaleim, and then he changed his mind, l'molulim b'yontif, that he wants to do molulim melilas. That even Rabbi Yossi agrees, the tavel b'yomim, that it becomes tevel only on yontif, and the chiv of taking trumas and maisras only begins on yontif, and therefore should be allowed to be done on yontif. And the Pnei Yeshua explains, since this person believed that he was coming towards the end of a process, so it becomes tevel. And once it becomes tevel, you're not allowed to eat it without taking off Trumas and Maisris. So even according to Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda, the Gemara has identified a situation where something only becomes tevel on Yontif, and since it only became tevel on Yontif, you should be allowed to take off the Trumas and Maisris on Yontif. So why does our Mishnah make a statement that you can never take Trumas and Maisris on Yontif? Says the Gemara, the way to understand our Mishnah is my Truma, Rav Truma. What the Mishnah means is, most situations, Truma cannot be taken on Yontif. Yes, we've been able to find a case, according to Rabbi Yosef or Yehuda, where we took in stalks with the intention that it should be made into a regular flour. And then I changed my mind to make Moilul and Melilis. That there, Rabbi Yosef will agree that you take, that it becomes Tevel only on Yontif. But that's a very exceptional case. We don't build a Mishnah around it. And there's a very interesting Shaila that the Shara Melech asks. How do we learn Peshat in the Gemara now that the Gemara says Roif Truma? Is the Gemara saying, asked the Shara Melech, that yes, there is a case where Truma may be taken on Yontif, but given that it's such an extraordinary situation, the Mishnah doesn't talk about it? Or is Peshat, says the Shara Melech, that since in most cases, not just most, in the vast majority of cases, you're not allowed to take Truma on Yontif, so even though now we've been able to construct one situation where you should be allowed to take Truma on Yontif, since it's such an extraordinary, exceptional case, even in this case, Chazal will say, Loi Plug, don't make an exception, and don't take Truma ever on Yontif. And he seems to side with the second way, that given that this is such a one of a million type of a case, so Chazal say, Loi Plug, and even in this case, we would not be allowed to take the Truma on Yontif. Amar Abaya says Abaya, Machloikis b'shibolim. The Machloikis, if you took something in to be moilim melilas, are you mechuyev to take truma from it? Which Rebbe says yes, and Rebbe Yossi says, Rebbe Yehuda says no, it's dafka by grain. Ava b'kitnius, when it comes to legumes, diri hakol usrai satavla. As soon as they're put into a bundle, they are becoming tevel. The Yerushalmi says, what's considered a bundle? 25 pieces. So I saw that the Simchas Yontif asks the Gevaldige Kasha. The chiv of taking truma by legumes is the rabbonim. The chiv to take truma by shibolim is the raisa. Yet our gemara is being more machmer by the rabbonim than by the raisa. By the raisa we say you don't take truma until it's completely processed. And by the legumes, as soon as it's put in a bundle, you mechuyev to take truma. Does it make any sense? So he says a beautiful teretz. He says one of the fundamental dinim in Hafrosh's Truma, is he not allowed to take Menah Ptor for something that's exempt, Alachiv, to something that's obligated. So let's say you'll have two piles of wheat. One is just put into bundles, and one already was completely processed. Not knowing that this is only Mechuyim Adrabonin, and this is Mechuyim Adraisa, you're going to think that you can take the Truma from this on that, which is Issa Deraisa, which you haven't done anything Deraisa. So Chazal said, until it's completely processed, don't take, so you shouldn't come to make an error. However, by legumes, it's never a chiv more than drabonin. So what do you worry about? That here I have a pile that's only bundled, and here I have a pile that's completely processed, and I'm going to take from one and the other. They're both only mechuyim and drabonin. That's why the kula, the fact that it's only drabonin, allows us to give this chumrah. Says the Gemara, Lame Messiah. Let's say, I'll bring you a proof that everybody agrees that legumes that are bundled are already mechuyev and truma. That says in a Mishnah Masechta Trumas, Mishayu leich chavile tilsin shatevel. If somebody has bundles of fungic Greek of tevel, hareza kaitish, he could grind them. He figures out how much seed there is. He only has to take trumas from the seed. But he doesn't have to take from the stalk. My laugh, says the Gemara, who's the man, the Omer of this Mishnah? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, he. It must be going according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Dama hasam, that says by kernels, by wheat, loy tivla, that it's not tevel until you actually complete processing. Hacha, and here he's telling us that by legumes, it is tevel as soon as it's put into the bundle. Says the Gemara, loy. I don't have to say it's going according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. It could be the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, just like he holds by wheat. It's not tevel until you finish the processing. So too will he hold by legumes. It's Rebbe who, just like by shibolim, just like by wheat, he said it's tevel at an earlier state. So too will he say by legumes. Ask the Gemara, e Rebbe, he, if you're going to say that that Mishnah reflects the position of Rebbe, my Yiri Tilson, why do you have to tell me about Tilson? I feel shibolinami. Rebbe holds everything as soon as it's put into a pile and you want to use it as tevel. So why did the Mishnah speak about tevel? Elamai. So it's a proof that that's going according to Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda. That even though by Shebalim he holds it's not tevel, by legumes he holds it is tevel. But ask the Gemara, if it's Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda, why did he pick Tilson? Lishmin and Shamini Kitnius. And like the Mefarshim explained, it would be more of a chiddush by Shamini Kitnius. Because Tilson is a spice that's right away usable. So that's why it makes sense that it should be tevel. On the other hand, other kidneys take a little more processing. So you should tell me a bigger chiddush, that even kidneys, as soon as you put into a bundle of tevel, the koshken, I will know certainly Tilson, which is readily usable. So the Gemara, no, Tilson it's the chalei. There is a chiddush in Tilson. Salkadat the chamina. Since Tilson has a very interesting characteristic, hoyo v'tam eitzo upiryo shavo. Tilson is, fungal creek is a type of an item that even the stalk to be used as a spice. So I would think, lefrish nami ha'etzoi, that you're mechuyif to take off trumas ha'maestras, not only from the seed, but also from the stalk, kamash mulan, that you're only mechuyif to take off truma from the seed. So now we don't have a right at Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. We could say that that Mishnah is going according to Rebbe. You asked according to Rebbe, by Shebolim it's truma, certainly by Tilson, the answer is you're right. So why did the Mishnah have to single it out? To tell us that you only have to take truma from the seed, not from the stalk. So we don't have a proof anymore that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda will agree that legumes that are bundled are tevel. Says the Gemara, Ikadamri, a different version, Amr Abai Machloikis Bishibolim. Everybody agrees that by Machloikis there's a Machloikis if it's not completely processed, is a Machloikis and tevel or not. Alba Kitnius, Diver Hakol, everybody agrees, the Sraisa Loitivla. When you put it into a bundle, given, especially the way we explained earlier, that's only chuyiv derabbanan, that's not enough to be mechuyiv, that it should be considered tevel, that it should be mechuyiv and trumas and maestras. So Tosfos, that's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. And we're going to learn the way Rashi learns the Gemara. I just want to make a point that Tosfos says, because it's an interesting point for Shas. Tosfos is not satisfied with Rashi's approach to the Gemara. Because according to this approach, the two versions are diametrically opposed. The first version has that everybody agrees that bundles of legumes are tevel and mechuyev and truma. The second version has that everybody agrees that it's not tevel and not mechuyev and truma. He says, even though we have many times in Shas, as we all know, ikad amris, we never have an ikad amri that the two versions are so diametrically such extremes. That's why Tosfos has a whole different pshat to the Gemara. But again, we're going to learn like Rashi. So the Gemara is saying now that everybody agrees that bundles of legumes are not mechuyev in truma, they're not tevel. Ask the Gemara, it says, Mishaha yoloich havile tilsin shatevel. The Gemara again quotes the Mishnah that we just learned, that if you have bundles of fungal creek, you grind up and make a calculation, kamazer yeshben, how much is seed, or mafashal zera, and you only have to take off trumas from the seed, vein mafashal eitz, and you don't have to take off from the stalk. Now, my laugh, what does the Mishnah mean? Tevel, tovel, shal truma. That it is considered tevel. So how could you say, ask the Gemara, how could Abai make a blanket statement that everybody agrees the bundles of legumes are not mechuyiv in truma? Says the Gemara, the case is entirely different. Loi. Tevel, tovel, shal truma smaisim. The halacha is as follows. The Torah gives us order to follow in taking off Trumas and Maisras. The first thing that should be taken off is Truma. Midaraisa, there is no shear for the Truma. Midrabbanan, the Midas Benin is a 50th, 2%. A nicer person, Midas Yof, is a 60th. The person, Midas Roz, is a 40th. Then we take Maisarishin. That means 10% of what's left. So let's say we're average people. The Baal Tanya says that everybody should consider himself a Benini. So we start with 100 pounds. So the first 2 pounds go to the Kayan as Truma, and we're down to 98. That's called Truma Gedoyla. Now we have 98 pounds left. 10% is Maisarishin, goes to the Levi. Now, the halacha is that the Levi has to give 10% of what he receives as Trumas Meiser to the Kohen. Says the Gemara, the case that that Mishnah is referring to is where a Levi, instead of waiting for his turn, jumped and took his Meiserishin from the pile before the Kohen got his Truma. And the Mishnah is teaching us, a din there of Avu Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish taught us. Damar Avu Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Maisarishin Shekdim B'Shpolim. If the Levi took his Maisarishin before the food, the produce was completely processed, that is enough Shmai Tavlil Trumas Maisar. Even though this produce has not been completely processed, there's already Chiyah for him to take off Trumas Maisar. And that, says the Gemara, Kaita Shlomali, if that's what the Mishnah is talking about, so let the Levi, he jumped ahead, took his Maisarishin, take 10% and give it to the Kayin. Why does the Mishnah teach us that he has to first grind it? Says the Gemara, Lemelei, why can't he say, Kehech the Yavali, just like I received it, unprocessed, I'm giving the Kayin his 10% of what I received, unprocessed. Hachi Yav Nelach, I'll give it to you in the same fashion, in the same state. Amarav Knasa, it's a Knas to the Levi. Because as we said a moment ago, the Levi shouldn't have taken his Maisarishin yet. He should have waited. Since he didn't wait, we tell him that you have to finish the processing and then give it to him. And that's what it says, Tanya Namihochi. Ben Levi Shinosno Shabalim B'Masroisov. If he took the Maisa when it wasn't finished processed, he has to first finish processing before he gives the Trumas Maisa to the Kohen. Anovim, if he took it as grapes, oysen son yain, he has to first make them to wine, and then give the coin his 10%. Zaysim, if he took olives ahead of his turn, oysen son shemen, or manfish lame tremus meiser, first make it into oil, then take off the 10% for tremus meiser, the noisen lakain, and that's how you should give it to the coin. Shekishem, shetruma gedoyla, enen itelus elemen agarim in a yakev, since the truma should be waited till the processing is finished. And kach trumas maisa enin telus elemen agar miyakev. So he should have waited. The fact that he didn't wait, Chazal, so to speak, punished him that first he should finish the processing and then give the kohen his 10%. Why did Chazal punish him? So there are two approaches in the Rishonim. Rashi seems to say, because we spoke earlier about the proper order. What is the source in the Torah for the proper order? The pasuk says, "Malayescha b'demacha lo sa'achar." You should follow the proper order. Since he didn't follow the proper order, he deserves a knas. Another pshat that the Rishonim say is that he, by jumping ahead, he makes the coin have a loss. Because in the way we explained it, the coin would have first gotten 2 pounds. By jumping ahead, the coin loses that amount, and that's why Chazal said that he deserves a punishment. So Chassam Sofer explains this machlokes. The man the Amr that holds that he deserves a punishment because he was mafsid the Kayin doesn't hold as a problem malaskah the machlokes acher. Because he says the issa malaskah of the machlokes acher is set on the owner. He has to follow the proper order. The owner didn't do anything wrong. It's the Levi that did something wrong. The man the Amr that says that the punishment is given because he was mafsid the Kayin, the other man the Amr holds he wasn't mafsid the Kayin. Why? Because the halach is, as we said, midaraisa chita achas pateras asakri. You only have to give the kohen one kernel, and it's enough. So since you only have to give the kohen one kernel, so midaraisa you weren't mafsid him anything, that's why he doesn't deserve a punishment. So I saw a kasha from the Fika Yam. The Fika Yam says, if that is indeed the case, that the Levi, that the kohen could get just one kernel, And that's enough for Truma Gedolim Midaraisa. Why are we so upset at the Levi? We're going to talk about it again later in the Sugya. He didn't do anything wrong. Big deal. He was mafsed him one kernel. So he says, there's a very interesting Noida Behuda. The Noida Behuda says that in Hilchas Truma, there are two dinim. There's a din of Afrosha, separation, and there's a din of Nesina, giving to the Kohen. Yes! To Mekayim Mitzvahs Afrosha Truma, Chita Achas Pateras was a Kree. And that's why he really wasn't mastered him that much. But there's another din. There's a din that you have to make a Nesina to the Kohen. You have to give him something significant. Chita Achas is not a Nesina. And that's where he was mastered the Kohen, and that's why he deserves a punishment. Says the Gemara, Mechashiv, Hamadidabai, says the Gemara, that we make a calculation, how much is 10%? That's the Gemara. If you have to give exactly 10%, it's not just making an estimation. You should have to measure it. Says the Gemara, Hamani, who's the man, the Omer of this Mishnah, this Braisa, Elaz ben Gimel hi. The Tanya of Elaz ben Gimel Omer, the Pasuk says regarding Truma, V'nechshav lechem Trumaschem. So it says Trumaschem b'loshen rabim. V'shtrei Trumas akos medaber. The Torah is speaking about two types of Truma. Achas Truma G'dayla, which we explained earlier, is the Truma that everybody takes off and gives to the Kohen. V'achas Trumas Maisa, that's the 10% that the Levi takes off from the Maiserishin that he receives and gives to the Kohen. Teaches us Abba Elazar ben Gimel. K'shem she Truma G'dayla nitelis b'oim b'der machshava. Just like the Truma G'dayla is taken by estimation, and Machshava, we'll speak about Machshava in a minute, Kach Trumas Maisa, even though they're very fundamentally different, Trumas Maisa, there is a set percentage that the Torah tells us, 10%. Truma Gedoyla, the Torah doesn't give us an exact percent, still has the same din, Nitalas Ba'oimid or Machshava, it's given by estimation. And in fact, there's an interesting Machloikas Rambam in Ravid. The Rambam says, not only is Truma Gedoyla allowed to be given by estimation, it has to be given by estimation. In other words, according to the Rambam, let's say a person considers himself a Beinoni. And we said in Amud Aleph, a Beinoni gives 2%. And this person wants to do a mitzvah perfectly. So he's going to take whatever, a weight, the measure, and get exactly 2%. Says the Rambam, wrong. The Torah says that Truma should be given by estimation. The Ravid disagrees. He says, the Torah says you don't have to measure. The Torah didn't say it's also to measure. What's Pshat Machshava? So there's a lot of Pshatim in the Rishonim, what Machshava means. Some Rishonim say that Machshava means that the person who's designating Truma, let's say he has a pile of Truma in front of him, does not have to physically separate it. He could say that this portion over here, and look at it, should be the Truma. Another Pshat the Rishonim give, we have this Gemara many times in Shas, especially if we have the problem on Shabbos. The person could think that, or even say, that 2% after Shabbos I'll give as the Truma, and that will be acceptable. But another Pshat that's given to Rishonim, and that's the way it seems that Rashi learns, that a person can designate Truma just for Machshav. He doesn't have to verbalize it. He doesn't have to articulate it. He could just think about it, and it's enough. And there's a fascinating Rabbi Akiva Eiger around this concept. There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the lechatchila, an ilim, somebody who Rachman Otzlan can't speak, should not be the person to be mafresh the truma. Says Tosfos. Tosfos quotes a Tosefta. Why? Tosefta says, because even though his afrosh is fine, he could separate as good as anyone else. But his problem is that he can't verbalize the bracha. That's what Tosfos quotes to Sefta. Says Rekiva Eger, there's an interesting Tshuvas Chavis Yor. The Tshuvas Chavis Yor discusses if hearer kadibur, if ksiba kadibur, if somebody writes, is it as good as speaking? And the Chavis Yor says that writing is as good as speaking. According to the Chavis Yor, the Torah says you have to count Sfira. Let's say a person doesn't want to count, he just wants to write. Hayoyim chamishi yom loimer, mekayim mitzvah Sfira. That's what the Chavis Yor says. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I'll bring you a raya that the Chavis Yor is wrong. Because according to Tosfos, Tosfos said that what's pshat with an ilim, with a person that can't speak, his afrosha is good, because you don't have to say anything for afrosha. The problem with it is bracha. Says, why? Who says that his afrosha is good because you don't have to say anything? Maybe afrosha is good because he could write, and writing is good as speaking. If Tosfos says that you don't have to, that the Elaim is fine because you don't have to say it, is a proof that Tosfos holds that Ksiva is not Kedibur. So if Diva would be required, Ksiva is not an option. And that's why Tosfos could teach us that the Machshava, thinking it out, is enough, but that's not good enough for a bracha. Gufa, Amr Avu, Amr Shimon Lakish, Ma'aser Rishon Shekdimah B'Shpalim, if the Levi took his share of Ma'aser Rishon before it was processed, Shmoy Tavlo Trumas Ma'aser, it's obligated to take off Trumas Ma'aser, even though it hasn't been completed processing. My Tama, why? Didn't we say at the beginning of today's shiur that there is no chiv to take truma until the produce is completely processed? Since it has the shei meiser, so it's mechuyv to take off truma's meiser. Amrav Shem ben Lakish, meiser rishon shekdimah b'shpalim. If the Levi went and took meiser rishon while it was still unprocessed, patam truma gedoyla. From that portion, he has to give truma's meiser, but the truma gedoyla is not mechuyv. Shenamar. V'aroysim men atrumas Hashem, ma'isim men ha'ma'iser, ma'isim men ha'ma'iser ma'atilcha, the only thing the Levi has to give is a 10% of trumas ma'iser, v'loy truma gedoyla v'trumas ma'isim men ha'ma'iser. He doesn't have to give both. Omle rapapa labaya, ask rapapa tabaya, yohachi afil b'gdima b'kuri nami. What are we learning now? Now let's analyze this. What Rav Shimon Malakish is teaching us is that if the Levi took the Ma'aser Rishon before the Tefillah was processed, then the halacha would be that he only has to take off Trumas Ma'aser and not Truma Gedoyla. However, if he took the Ma'aser Rishon when the wheat was already processed, what would be the halacha then? That is mechuyev, both in Trumas Ma'aser and Truma Gedoyla. Why do we make this difference? Even if he took the Ma'aser Rishon when the Tefillah was already processed, the din should still be, and he should only have to take Trumas Ma'aser, not Truma Gedoyloh. You have to take all the Trumas, Truma Gedoyloh and Trumas Ma'aser. Ask the Gemara Maris, why do we say that when it's processed, he has to give both Truma Gedoyloh and Trumas Ma'aser? However, when it's not processed, he only has to give Trumas Ma'aser. And says the Gemara, Hai Idgin v'hai lo Idgin. This already was completely processed, so it's mechuyev in Truma Gedoyla. That's why the Levi jumping ahead doesn't make it exempt. On the other hand, this is not processed, so since it wasn't completely processed, it never had a chiv in Truma, and that's why he's absolved, he's exempt from giving Truma Gedoyla. He only has to give Trumas Ma'aser. Ask Tosfos the obvious question. What's the Gemara's Havamina? If I have one pasuk that tells me that he has to give both, and I have another pasuk that only has to give one, do we have to be big lamdonim to make this distinction? That it makes more sense that if we waited till it was processed, he should give both. On the other hand, if he took it before it was processed, he only has to give one. Well, what's the Gemara's havamin even? So Tosfos answers a very nice teretz, simple teretz. Tosfos says, the Gemara certainly understood this distinction. We didn't need the Gemara to tell us. But the Gemara means to say, says Tosfos, that we would think that you're only mechuyev to take, that the Levi is only mechuyev to take off both Truma Gedoyla and Truma Smaisa is when it was processed, it had miruach, and it was brought into the house. What the Pasuk is teaching us is that even though it wasn't brought into the house, but the processing was complete, that's enough that the Levi should have to give both Truma Gedoyla and Truma Smaisa. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara, says Tosfos. But Ritva says a very nice teretz. Ritva says, yes, I would perhaps think that there's a reason to believe that the Levi is not mechuyev to give Truma Gedoyla when he took it, when it's completely processed, and he is mechuyev when it wasn't completely processed. He says a beautiful teretz. He says, let's look at this Levi. This Levi, we have here truma, we have here food that wasn't completely processed. As we've been learning in the whole shiur today, food that's not completely processed is not mechuyev in truma. This not mechuyev in anything, it's not tevel. This Levi jumped the gun. He had no right. It's too early. So perhaps he who went too early deserves to be punished and have to give both truma gedoyla and truma smaisa. On the other hand, when it was completely processed, so the Levi deserves his shear. And he's saying to the person, you're schlepping, and I need this to live with. So perhaps there, I should be more lenient with him. That's what the Gemara says. We don't do it that way. Tanan Hossam. We learned in the Mishnah Masechet Maisras. Hamakalif Sa'irim. If somebody's peeling barley, Makalif Achas Achas, he should peel one kernel at a time for Oichel and eat it that way. If he took off more, Chayiv. Then he's Chayiv. Machloikis Rashi and Tosfos, what does Chayiv mean? According to Rashi, Chayiv means that it's considered that he finished the processing and it's Mechuyiv and Trumas and Maestris Medaraisim. According to Tosfos, Chayiv here means regarding Hilchus Shabbos. That if he does this, it's considered that he did a Malach of Dosh and Shabbos and he's Chayiv for Chil Shabbos. And there's a very interesting Tosfos, which is fairly Halach L'maisim. Tosfos says that opening up the outer shell of the barley is never mutter on Shabbos. He said, that's really what we started the shiur with today. He says, so how does the Gemara say here that if you open it up one at a time, you're not chayiv? So Tosfos says that there are two shells around the barley. There's the outer shell, which may not be opened, and then there's an inner peel. That's what the Gemara is referring to, that if you do one at a time, it's mutter. Where's this shaila negeya? The shaila is negeya opening up peanuts and opening up pistachios, all these kind of nuts. On Shabbos, are you allowed to crack the shells? Is that called dosh? So many paiskim are makel, because they say that's the derech achila. The derech achila is how do you eat a peanut? You have the shell, you open it up, and until then you keep it in the shell. But I saw from the Shevet Alevi, from Rav Ozner, he tells his talmidim that they should not open peanuts on Shabbos. Why? Because he says that we see that they sell shelled peanuts. They sell shelled pistachios. If the shell is so important, how could they sell those products that already have the shell missing? So it's obvious that the shell is not that crucial. If the shell is not that crucial, you should not have a right to open it up on Shabbos. How about taking off the peel around the peanut? Is that considered boiru or not? It's machloikis. The Mishnah Berurah brings down 2 days, if that's considered boiru or not, because the peel is the psoilus. Psalms Metaych Eichel is Bayer. The Mishnah Berurah brings down 2 days. The Chazanish is Machmer. Omer Belozer, so says Rebbe Lozer, the Kain L'Shabbos. The Halach is the same on Shabbos. You can only do one at a time. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is that true? For Rav Mekalfalei Devisei Kisikasi, Rav's wife would prepare for him cold cups at a time. Rechei Mekalfalei Devisei Kasikasi. Says the Gemara, Ali Itmar, when do we say that you're allowed to make a whole cup? It's a safe Itmar. We learned, Hamayla Malila Shalchitin, going back to something we learned at the beginning of the shiur, that you're allowed to crack open the kernels. The aloch is, Napach Yad Al Yad. On Shabbos, you're only allowed to blow the chaff away from the kernel. Voichel, and eat it that way. Vim Ochel, Vinofam, Vinosan, Toychekoi, but if you accumulate, you chayif. Omer Belozer, and Dr. Beleza says, V'chein l'Shabbos. Maskla Rabavu Mamamo V'reisha l'maisin L'Shabbos loy. Is this true? That only regarding Maiser it's considered a Gemara. But for Shabbos it's not considered an Avoida. A Melocha. Ask the Gemara, Mi ikamidi. The linian Shabbos loy have a Gemara Melocha. For Shabbos we're not going to consider it a Melocha. Or L'maisa have a Gemara Melocha. Here we're seeing that they're not traveling the same way. For Shabbos, we're saying it's not a malacha, and for Maisa, it's considered a gemar malacha. Maskler of Shesh Breder of Idi Veloy. I'll prove to you that they don't travel together. Vagarn and Lamaisa. Let's look what is considered when the produce is considered processed for Maisa. Tanan, is a garn and Lamaisa. What is it considered the final stage of the produce of certain fruits that the Mechuyiv and Maisa, Hekshuim and Vedalum, these are different types of. Cucumbers, pumpkins, Mashiach Kesu, from when the blossom on the top falls off. Other Rishonim say that they grow like a fuzzy hair around the vegetable. From when that comes off, that's considered that they're complete. Vishaloi Pisku, let's say it hasn't yet the blossom hasn't fell off. Mishiyam darima, as soon as you make a pile. However, and similarly says the Gemara, but it's not namigav b'tzolim. This is a similar Mishnah in Masech the Maises by b'tzolim. Mishiyam darima. When are they considered produce that's complete, that you mechuyev to take off trumas and maisres? When you make a pile. Vila gab Shabbos, by Shabbos, hamodas harima potter. So you see that they don't travel together. The Gemara says that they travel together. And whatever is considered a malacha for Maisa is considered, whatever is considered gemar malacha for Maisa is considered a malacha for Shabbos. Here I see it's not that way. For Shabbos, it's not a malacha by making a pile. And for Maisa, it is considered completed when you make a pile. So the Rishonim, the Mefarshim ask, we know that one of the malachas on Shabbos is ma'amr, making a pile. So ask the Gemara, how could you say that making a pile is not a malacha for Shabbos? It's only a malacha for Maisa. Is the ma'amr one of the lamatas malachas? So Tzurmiches Chinuch says, according to many Rishonim, ma'amr is only possible by mokim geduloi. What is it considered that you did ma'amr? If you pile produce or fruit up in the field where they grow. So here they'll explain that this Mishnah is referring to a case where I didn't pile it up in the field, I piled it up elsewhere. But according to the Rambam, as the Minchas Chinuch, that ma'amr is a malacha, even not in the field that it grew, so he doesn't understand what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that Shabbos and Maaser don't travel together. We see they do travel together, because it's a malacha ma'amr, and it's a malacha that makes it gemar, that it's considered completely produce, completely processed. Says the Minchas Chinuch that even according to the Rambam, that you could be over ma'amr, not in the field where it grows, the Rambam will agree that what does ma'amr mean? It means taking something and make it into one item. Like we spoke about earlier in the Masechta, eagle shodavela. We take a bunch of dates or figs and we turn it into one cake. But just making a pile, putting one on top of the other, that the Rambam will say is not ma'amr. Elamayis l'chamemer, melechas mechsheves osra Torah. That the Torah only answered by Shabbos, melechas mechsheves. Hachanami melechas mechsheves osra Torah. That means that regarding Shabbos, the rule to follow is melechas mechsheves. Regarding produce, we have to see if it's completely processed. What does Melechas Machsheves mean? This is a shiur for itself. But Melechas Machsheves defines itself in a number of ways. Number one, it defines itself in the way you do the Melacha. Like we said many times, if you do a Melacha Kalach Yad, if you do a Melacha Shnaim Shasua, two people doing a Melacha that could have been done by one, is not Melechas Machsheves. And Melechas Machsheves also defines itself in the goal. And that's why we learned so many times that the Dov Hashem Miskavin, or Melacha Shein Etzrich Lagufa, are all not Melechas Machsheves. Ketzed Moil, so how should the Moil be done? And like Tosfos explains, we learned at the beginning of the Shir that in Yom Tov we're allowed to rub the Tfuah. How is that done? Abayi Mishmeid Rav Yosef Mechad Achad, one finger against another finger. Rav Avi Mishmeid Rav Yosef Mechad Atarti, one finger against two fingers. Rav Amma, Kivin the Mishani, since that's not the normal way that kernels are extracted from the ears of wheat, afilu kulinami. You could rub your whole hand against the finger, and that's still permissible to do on Yom Tov. Ketzem menapeach. And again, Tosfos explains that we learned at the beginning of the Shia today that on Shabbos, one could blow and to separate the wheat from the chaff around it. How is that done? Arav adabar hava omarav, menapech mekishretz moisav lamala. Put the wheat on the top of your fingers, and that's where you should blow. Machkola merava. So merava, they laughed at this psak. They said, kivin the mishani, since how is he separating the chaff from the kernel? By blowing. And that's not the normal way of separating. Like we said before, normally it's separated by using a sieve. Afil bakula yodinami. You could use your entire hand. And Awamar Abulazan, that's what the Gemara Taka says, achas, a person could take all of these kernels with the chaff around it around on one hand, or and blow with all his might, since he's doing it bederech nipuach, not bederech of a sieve, and not even bederech naf of a cover, not even a funnel, It's mutter on Yontif. Shabbos also.